Yesterday, Tim Strachan passed away at the age of 49 years old. So many people in our community know Tim, worked with Tim, competed against Tim back when he was in high school before his very tragic accident, which put him in a wheelchair for the rest of his life when he was in a body surfing accident in Bethany Beach before his senior year in high school. I got a chance to get to know Tim over the years, called a couple of Maryland football games when Johnny couldn't make them, three of them, in fact, and loved working by his side. And he passed away yesterday, and it's a hurt for a lot of people, including his best friend for a long time, not just a friend, but a competitor when you go all the way back to Kevin Ricca's days at St. John's when Tim was legitimately one of the top two or three quarterback prospects in the country with Peyton Manning. It was basically in a lot of the, you know, when you looked at a lot of the 93 high school rankings, it was Peyton 1, Tim Strachan 2. He was a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal all-around athlete before that accident, before his senior year in high school. But Kevin competed against him. Tim was at DeMatha playing for, by the way, one of the great coaches ever in Bill McGregor. Also played for Morgan Wooten, played basketball. I mean, you're talking about a guy who played for two Hall of Fame coaches in two different sports. Kevin joins us right now. So the first thing, Kevin, obviously, is I'm so sorry for the loss. I know how many of you are hurting. And by the way, let me just send my condolences out to, you know, Rich, who I've gotten to know a little bit, and Mary, his parents, and Leslie, the kids, and you know, Brett, Bo, Pooh, all of the members of the Strachan family. But sorry for the loss, but I wanted to have you on because nobody knew him better and could talk about Tim better than you could. So what are your thoughts today?
Well, I appreciate you having me on here, Kevin, to talk about the man, and we could go on for hours, and we have been for the last week over at Sibley Hospital. Not a great venue for that, but the stories were tremendous nonetheless, and I'm glad you mentioned all the Strachan family, what strength and resolve they showed. And let me be the first one to say, Miss Leslie Strachan was the strength, the MVP, the anchor. She ran the show, and their love story was a beautiful one, and I got front row seats to that this week. So I wanted to make sure we started off with Mrs. Leslie Strachan being tough as nails. And she was remarkable. So,
you know, I think a lot of people listening that certainly know Tim's story. And look, he called football games with Johnny, Maryland football games, for years. I mean, he's been working with you calling WCAC games for years. And he was really good. And I got a chance just on a couple of occasions to work with him and really enjoyed it. But, you know, a lot of people want to know what Tim was, you know, as a man for sure, but let's go back to what a great athlete he was. He's one of the better all-around athletes this area's ever produced. What was he like as a football player and as a basketball player, as an all-around athlete back in the early 90s?
Well, I got to tell you, Kevin, back in the early 90s, I didn't have a clue because I just wanted to beat him. And I thought about beating him every day. That guy was a big, huge dude.
He was
a
big
child when we were kids.
Yeah.
He was. And I wasn't. But you know, as a competitor, you have to think you're the best. You have to at all times, or why show up? And it took me until after college, coming back and putting film in, I said to my dad, why didn't someone tell me how much better T was than I was at the quarterback position? Holy moly. But as a basketball player, that was my first love. And T and I just played relentless hoops. We played in a game against each other at American University. DeMatha was undefeated, had a 30-game win streak, a 40-game win streak, 30-0 the year before. Number one team in the country. And T and I, he guarded me. Morgan Wooten put him in against his old buddy to guard him. Little head games out of Coach Wooten versus Coach Gallagher. And it was pretty remarkable that we were actually guarding each other on the basketball court at that level. And growing up with T, switch hitter, barreled up everything from the left side oppo. This dude had a beautiful swing, hated the sport. It was way too slow for him. It was not his thing, but he could have done that anywhere. Would have been a Division I basketball scholarship two guard had he not played football. Under the tutelage of Morgan Wooten, I don't think anyone's doubting that.
It's really incredible because we know, and everybody that remembers Tim as a high school athlete, and you do much more than people who are a little bit older like I do. I was just watching occasionally. How good of a college quarterback would he have become at Penn State?
Well, let me first off and say he would have been playing in the league. I would have been riding around with him one way or another in a limousine on Super Bowl weekend for years, whether he was playing in it or we were just partying, because he was that level. He would have been an immediate impact player at Penn State. Brilliant, brilliant football brain.
Perfect. Did he commit to Penn State? I forget. Did he commit to Penn State or not?
He did not commit to Penn State, but okay. I will say this. I heard you talking about Peyton Manning earlier. We're over at Brian McCarthy's house, a high school All-American football receiver, son of Brendan McCarthy.
Yep.
The math is just amazingness there. We're over at his house, and T gets a call from Rich Strachan, and T's all bent out of shape, and he's stammering around the pool house, and he's mad. Peyton, we all thought, was going to Ole Miss, and T had an amazing visit down at Tennessee, and his dad called to say Peyton just committed to Tennessee. And T was all torn up about it, but Kevin, I reminded him that Gettysburg and Catholic University were really vying over my Division III services at the time.
Well, it's a good thing Catholic won that battle, because you're one of the all-time, I think you're still the all-time leading passer in Catholic football history. So,
well, let's just say I wasn't following where Peyton was going.
Yeah. So you think he would have been playing in the league. And that's the thing about people who got to know Tim later in life, obviously for obvious reasons. You know, he was 6'4", like 220 as a high school quarterback, right?
He was a tank. I mean, he was, as a sophomore, he was always bigger than everybody. He really was just that size. If you see this picture of him on, in a gray t-shirt playing 7-on-7 at 17 years old. He is a horse, man. His legs are trunks. He was the prototype. He threw the ball with such feathery touch, but if he needed a little zip on it, he could. And I've been in a huddle with this guy. I mean, there is not one variable you could have told me aside from injury, and unfortunately that's exactly what held him up from getting to the top, to the apex of the sport that he loved the most.
We're talking to Kevin Ricca. Kevin, in his own right, was a phenomenal athlete from the DMV, went to St. John's, then is truly one of the all-time great players in the history of Catholic football. Tim Strachan passed away yesterday. He had been sick with cancer for about a year, and Tim was one of the best athletes to ever play sports in the DMV at DeMatha in the early 90s before his accident that paralyzed him in the summer before his senior year. And as mentioned, I mean, he and Peyton were basically, you know, 1-2 in terms of quarterbacks in that class. You know, Tim was so good on the broadcasts, and he's worked with you on a lot of WCAC broadcasts, football and basketball. He never let his situation sort of deter him from telling a great story and being so inspirational as a storyteller and speaker. Did you ever think, because I remember working with him occasionally, and I'm like, man, you would have been a hell of a coach. Why do you think he didn't pursue that more, you know, passionately?
I think he was having such a good time calling games with the legendary Johnny Holiday. And, you know, T didn't get that typical college experience when we all got to get away. You know, he lived at home for a majority of the time, the entire time, and commuted down to College Park. So I think getting out on the road for some of those road games, he just fell in love with it. And the relationship he had with Johnny Holiday, I think he always thought he could coach or he would coach. And I think with T, life just happened, you know, when his gorgeous daughters, Sophie and Livy, were born. You know, that kind of put a little hitch in that as well. But he has a coach's mentality and brain, and that's exactly right. The way he sees the sport, Kevin, it slows down for him. And he's able to analyze it in a specific quarterback brain. And T is one of the smartest guys I've ever known. And you pair that up with football smarts, and he had plenty of it. He could have been an incredible coach, and I really wish he would have. I'd love to have done it with him.
Yeah, became a lawyer as well. I mean, just an incredible life, just far too short. But his adversity, he obviously was able to do a hell of a lot with it. An incredible person, and really sorry to hear the news yesterday. And I wish you the best, and thinking about all of you guys. Thanks for doing this, Kevin. Much appreciated.
Well, Kevin Sheehan, I just want you to know, thank you very much. I did this because T and I are big fans of yours and what you do, and a great guy in the community, a big-time Woods Academy guy, and I did it because we're fans of yours, and I knew T would appreciate that. So,
Kevin,
thank you very
thanks.
Much for
it's
having me on here today, my man.
Yeah. I'll see you soon, and we'll certainly toast to T's life. Again, to his family, his parents, Mary and Rich, his wife, Leslie, the kids, to his brothers, who I've known for a while, Brett and Bo and Pooh, my condolences to all of you. What a life, just far too short. All right, that is it for the day. I will leave you with this. That alt uniform, the fourth, it's going to be the black alt uniform. And I think I'm going to be right, Max. I think it's going to be on Monday Night Football.
I hope
against
you are.
Chicago.
I really hope you are. It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be right about that. Let's just say that, you know, I got some information about 15, 20 minutes ago. Tim Strachan loved the time that I was able to spend with you. Rest in peace. Back tomorrow, everybody.